All right, well, now it's time for Getting Technical with our very own Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, who's joined by a special guest in today's chart breakdown. Jared, take it away.
That's right. We have here Irusha Paris from O'Neill, Global Advisors Portfolio Manager. That is what he does there. Irusha, really good to see you again. We've seen a lot of market volatility this year, and especially as of late. I want to put a one-year candlestick chart of the Qs. This is the Invesco NASDAQ 100 ETF. And over the last couple of weeks, we've just seen incredible volatility. We got this big surge up right here, and we're right back down, bouncing off potential short-term support. But what's the bigger picture here? Because investors want to know, they're asking the question, have we seen the bottom?
Yeah. Hey, Jared, it's great to be here again. Now, the money started to move out of technology stocks at the end of November. And now you're seeing the Qs break the 200-day moving average. It broke support at around 350. And so it's making lower lows and lower highs. So that's the definition of a downtrend there. So it's not necessarily good technical action. The 200-day now is going to act as a resistance to try to get above it for a little bit, but now it's right back below it. So weak technical action. And so you want to be more careful with technology stocks right now until it really can show that can stay above that 200-day moving average.
All right. But let me ask you here, what are you going to be looking at if the market goes down, starts probing these lows? What's going to be the all clear to you, or do you need to see some strength first?
I need to see some strength first. A lot of times the way that I look at it is you want to see a stock or an index establish strength and then have it take a break. And then I'm going to try to get into that next part where hopefully it's more a continuation and a continuation of that strength. So I'm not trying to pick the bottoms here. I'm going to wait. I'll be patient. I'll let stocks settle down, establish a new uptrend, just a little bit of an uptrend, go sideways for a little bit, and then I'll get into that next surge.
All right. Well, as you can see, I have our next ticker here. That is Amazon. What an incredible day. Up 14%. Let's forget about what happened yesterday, right? This is an incredible story here, caught up in all the market volatility with the other mega caps. What are you seeing in Amazon right here? Because this is looking pretty choppy and then breaking to the downside here. Maybe a false breakdown?
It really is right around that key support area. That 2900 level is very significant for Amazon. Let's see how well it reacts to this earnings report over the next couple of days and next week. And so it needs to hold here. Now, here's the problem with Amazon, and it's been a problem for Amazon for over the last year. It's been lagging the market this whole time. And so while the market went up last year, Amazon was going sideways, and so that was really poor relative strength. If the overall market starts more of a downtrend, a lot of times the ones that had weak relative strength, they start dropping even more. So if it breaks that 2900 level and starts to establish a downtrend, it could be the start of a more significant downtrend.
Let's hope for the investors that we get a different result for that. All right, we got to go into the food space. Mosaic Company, I believe they assist farmers with some of their deliveries and supplies and whatnot, but we want to focus on the technicals here, perhaps. How are you looking at this stock?
Yeah, well, Jared, apparently fertilizers are the place to be right now. Mosaic's technical action is essentially the opposite of the QQQs and Amazon. Now, here's a stock that is right near 52-week highs. It's breaking out of a cup with handle, and it's starting to get above its resistance around that 43 and 44 level. So overall, this is showing good relative strength, and it's in a nice, steady uptrend.
Yeah, and we have the benefit of a commodities tailwind as well, which it looks like it's persisting for some time now. Transitory it is not. All right, SM Energy Company, our final ticker of the day. We know energy has been the hottest sector of the year. I'm looking at gains of 245%. That's impressive. Hadn't particularly heard of this company, but what are you seeing in the technicals?
Yeah, well, oil is above $90, so anything that's related to oil has been doing really, really well. So SM Energy is yet one of these oil stocks that's acting well on technical basis. It's trying to break out of a cup with handle today. 37 and 38 is the resistance area, and this is another stock that's right around the 52-week highs. So steady uptrend, taking a break, and trying to emerge out of this pattern to resume the uptrend. So this is yet another one that's overall good technical action.
All right. Well, we got some bad technical action and we got some good technical action. We'll take the good with the bad. Arusha Paris, O'Neill Global Advisors Portfolio Manager. Always good to see you here. Sending it back to you guys.